Cambridge Today received the following letter to the editor from Susan Raymond in response to the story Ontario government document shows historically bad emergency department wait times. The wait time in hospital emergency departments terrifies me. I have been having renal colic since I was 34 years old. At that time, I was immediately taken in and given pain medication while I waited for certain tests. Today, triage thinks I should be in the same group as anyone else. Unless you are having a heart attack, or are in danger of immediate death. Even then? I have in the last few years had to wait in the waiting room, sobbing from pain, vomiting beside the person sitting next to me for 8 hours. To me, this is inhumane. I have had a urologist do an exploratory surgery to remove the stones I presently have against his better judgment. This is practically unheard of. I had to beg him. Surgery was not a success, which is why doctors do not like doing this. I know I cannot die from a kidney stone attack. However, I also know a person can die from shock. That's what terrifies me, because I know I'm in shock. The pain is unbearable. I'm sick to death of the treatment received in the ER when you are so scared and puking and in terrible pain. I feel so vulnerable. Takes 5 minutes to shove a needle in me to give me needed relief. I am known for these attacks at a few hospitals. It's not like I need a 20-minute exam. Believe me, the doctor is in seeing me for less than 8 minutes. You tell me this is okay to let me wait 6 to 8 hours in agony. The worst treatment received was at Mississauga Hospital, Trillium. Nurse called security on me. Security showed up and quietly advised me to come and see them when I was done. I did. They could not believe the treatment I received. They were in disbelief. Can't go into detail. Susan Raymond.